Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. It's probably the understatement right now that we're living in a historical time. While individual people might have darker personal times in their life, this is probably the darkest global time of our lifetime. And not only for us, but it's really a tough time to do ministry. Discouragement and depression and despair, the enemy is using it all over our people right now. And if we're honest, that unholy trinity gets to us too. How do we do ministry in this time? What do we do? A lot of the functional things that we learned right here on this campus, they don't work in this setting. We weren't trained for the moment when we couldn't worship in churches or things would be so different. Some days it feels like we're like a deer in the headlights, frozen in indecision and frustration as far as how we bring the good news of Jesus to people. And you know what makes it even harder is that for us who are leaders in ministry, we can't use our go-to ministry move. Our go-to ministry move, most of us who went into the pastoral ministry or who are leaders in ministry, we have a heart of compassion that we want to help people. We want to relieve people's suffering. We're fixers. The problem right now is we're in something that we can't fix in the lives of people. Our attempts at fixing in this moment, they won't work. How do you fix a pandemic? Remember all the prognostications of how it would be done by Easter, and then it'd be done by Thanksgiving, and who knows when, who knows now. It feels so powerless to be in this moment that came because of sin, all the way back to when sin made its entrance with Adam and Eve. It feels so powerless at times to be in a position where there's nothing we can do about it, nothing we can do to fix. And yet, right now, in this very moment, with this out of control world pandemic we're in, John chapter 1, 6 to 9 has become more important to me than ever before. There came a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify about the light of the world, Jesus, so that all might believe through him. He, John the Baptizer, was not the light, but he came to testify about the light. There was the true light, Jesus, which coming into the world enlightens every man. God uses JTB, that's what I call him, John the Baptizer, to remind me of what I'm supposed to be doing, really all the time, but especially right now in a pandemic. JTB, it says, came as a witness to testify about the light, Jesus, so that all might believe through his testimony. There it is. That's what I can do in a pandemic when most of my church family is not comfortable coming to Sunday morning worship. There it is. That's what I can do in a pandemic when even most of my church family doesn't feel comfortable in in-person ministry outside of Sunday morning. This is the perfect time to witness to Jesus. Thankfully, God has given us all kinds of ways. Thank God for technology in this moment. Where would we be? what a blessing it is to have Zoom and Facebook and text and phone calls. This right now is the perfect time for us to witness to Jesus. When so many people in our world, so many of those who are close to us, so many times even for us, we feel like the world is crumbling. We have a moment right now to say, fear not. If not a sparrow falls to the ground without our Father knowing it. If God made Jesus, who had no sin, to be sin for us, so that in him again and again and again we can become right with God, then God's promise to us is still true. God's promise to us hasn't changed, that in all things, even in 2020, all things, even in a pandemic, all things, even when this Christmas, most of our churches will be far more empty than any other Christmas before. Even in all things, this Christmas when we may not be able to be with our family members again, even in all, I don't know how he will do it, but I totally believe it, that he, our God, through Christ Jesus, he will work all things at this time for our good. And I'm absolutely sure of it from the scripture. See, here in John chapter 1, if you walk up just a verse to verse 5, remember what it says? The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness could not catalambano it. Darkness can't grab the light of the world and keep him down. I know it. Not even this darkness can keep him down. I know it. Not even this darkness can change and take away our joy. I know it. I know it. Not even this darkness or any darkness of sin, because we saw when the darkness tried to play its ultimate trump card. On Friday he died, on Saturday he was in the grave, but darkness couldn't catalambano him down. Early Sunday morning, he rose, and that's the proof right now for you and me. So this darkness that we're in right now that's so uncomfortable, nor any darkness of sin in our lives that is even more uncomfortable, no darkness can't catalambano us down, because it couldn't catalambano him down. And he brings his mercy and his forgiveness and his life to us that brings us joy. So put joy on your face. We're going to endure through this worldly mess until he's ready to take us out of this worldly mess. Only because we are his. And that's the witness that JTB, John the Baptizer, sought to bring out to everybody. That's the witness that keeps us strong and filled with joy, even in this moment. That's the witness that is ours to bring to others right now on this December 9th, 2020. In the name of Jesus, amen.